主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, everybody.
感谢神，让我们今天能够在圣殿里来向他敬拜、赞美，还有聆听他的话语。
Give thanks to God. This morning we're here to worship Him, and then we're also here to sing praises to Him.
在此呢，也向透过线上以这个直播的方式来跟我们参与这个敬拜的弟兄姐妹来问安。
Peace be with you, all of you who are worshiping online.
今天我们所要看的经文是取自旧约诗篇67篇一至七节。
The scripture this morning is Psalm 67 verses 1 to 7.
让我们一起同声来念这七节的经文。
Let's read it together.
你可以使用华语或使用英语来去念这段的经文。
Okay, whether it's English or Chinese, yeah.
诗篇第67篇第一到第七节。愿上帝怜悯我们，赐福给我们，使他的脸向我们发光，好让全地得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。上帝啊，愿万民称谢你，愿万民都称谢你，愿万族都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导地上的万族。上帝啊，愿万民称谢你，愿万民都称谢你。地已经出了土产，上帝，我的上帝，要赐福给我们。上帝要赐福给我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。在过去的两周，大家在华语崇拜都聆听了由刘牧师来分享精彩的主导文的讲道信息。
Past 2 weeks, the Mandarin service have listened to the message preached by Reverend Liu on the Lord's Prayer.
他告诉我们说，我们要向国向上帝国度里的这个天使，要有天使般的特性，要有这个善待世人的胸襟。
And he exhorts us to aspire to live like angels in God's kingdom with the uniqueness of angels and the goodness of heart for the world.
他也告诉我们说，我们的生命的身心灵要有所依赖而得到这个净化。
He reminds us our life and our soul have a source to trust and we have received purification.
所以鼓励大家可以的话，我们可以使用主导文呢，作为我们每一天在我们要开始活动前的一个祷告。
I encourage you to start each day anew with the Lord's Prayer before you go about your activities.
帮助我们呢更有深度和这个宏观的视野呢，来在世上过这个信仰生活化、生活信仰化的这个基督徒生活。
It helps to give us a deeper and broader perspective to live our Christian life well, which is our theme for this year: faith in practice and living in faith.
在华英崇拜呢，我们也聆听了这个Wilson 和 Yuching 的传道长老关于这个奉献和这个财富与施舍的属灵的意涵的信息。
And then in the bilingual service, we also heard the message preached by Pastor Wilson and Elder Yok Ching pertaining to offering, wealth, and the spirituality of giving.
帮助我们呢，能够更多能够去了解我们遵行奉献的这个意义、心态，以及我们当以这个属天的眼光呢，来去看待、管理和设施上帝所赐给我们的财富等。
This has helped us to have better understanding on the significance, on the discipline of offering, and to have the right mindset, the right attitude, to adopt a heavenly orientation, to manage the abundance that God has gifted us, and to give rightfully.
但愿融合他们这两周这个正道信息内容的这个分享呢，也借着今天诗篇67篇这个这一首以祈福的祷告。向万国宣教，感恩以称谢作为内容，为丰收而献上感恩的诗歌呢，来进一步帮助我们能够学习像诗人般的拥有这个胸怀普世、目光远大的思维。
And so with the backdrop of the contents of the past 2 weeks, I will share the message from Psalm 67. And the content is a prayer for God's blessing.And to preach to all nations about Him with gratitude, with thanksgiving. It is a song of thanksgiving and praise for the harvest.
我们要祈求上帝的怜悯，赐予我们这个丰盛的祝福。但是，终极的目的呢，不是为了说要满足自己或是群体的需要，而是要成为一个标记，一个蒙上帝祝福的群体或者是见证者，成为这个世界的光。引导全地得知他的道路，万国得知他的救恩。
May God have mercy upon us. May God bless us with His abundance. The ultimate goal is not to satisfy our own needs or those of the community, but to become a sign for God, a living testimony of a community that is blessed by God, to be the light of the world and a path that leads the world to God.
诗篇的这一第一节呢，让人很快呢就会联想到民数记记载呢，这个摩西去吩咐大祭司亚伦和他的儿子为这个以色列民呢来祝福的这个祷告文。
First verse of the psalm calls to mind the words of Moses to Aaron and his descendants. Aaron and his descendants were chosen to be the priests of the people.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
And that is a prayer to bless Israel. It says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
这个祝福的祷告文呢，它显示出上帝，他愿意与以色列民同在，他呢也强调上帝将会向他们呢来去施行这个恩慈或者是这个看顾。
And so this prayer of blessing shows that God is willing to be with the Israelites. It also emphasizes that God will show them mercy and care.
然而，当你注意看的时候，诗篇六十七篇跟这个所谓的民数记的祝祷文的内容呢，是有一些不一样的词。
When you compare the content between Psalm 67 and the blessing that's found in the book of Numbers, you may see some variance.
而且它也有不一样要表达的这个意涵。
It also expresses something different.
因为民数记里面呢，它没有特别的提到说，当得到了他的祝福之后，会带来什么的影响，或者是说是为了什么的目的。
In Numbers, the blessing, there's no specific mention about what you are supposed to do and what is the influence you will have after you have received God's blessing.
但是如果你看诗篇六十七篇的时候，它却很明确的说明了，就是。 当你得到这个上帝的同在祝福之后呢，你就是要让全地得知上帝的道路，万国得知他的救恩。
However, in Psalm 67, it will say that the Psalm clearly highlights that the blessing, once you have this blessing, you are to make known the ways of God on the earth and make known His salvation to all nations.
所以由此可见呢，这篇诗篇的内容呢，它凸显出。 或者是说，他落实了就是关于记载在创世纪第十二章二到三节，当初上帝选召亚伯拉罕的这个期盼，或者是他的目的。
And so clearly, this psalm highlights and fulfills the blessing that was stated in Genesis chapter 12 when God chose Abraham.
他这么说：“我必使你成为大国，我必赐福给你，使得名为大。你要使别人得福。”然后第三节的。 下半节第三的万族必因你得福。
And so in Genesis 12 it says, I will make you, Abraham, a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
以色列民要成为蒙上帝祝福的一个群体，也要做列国的光，使万人得福。
And so the people of Israel will become a people who are blessed by God, and they will also be a light of the world, that they will be a blessing to the world.
其实我们看到上帝他去选召以色列民呢，会去爱这一群人，并不是因为他们有什么特别了不起，或者是说他们特别的好，而是因着上帝的怜悯，出于他的信实和慈爱呢，去选召他们。
And then you will see that when God chose the people of Israel and God loved them, it was not because they had any special attributes or any goodness. It was really out of God's mercy, His faithfulness and His mercy and His grace.
正如在《生命记》第七章七至八节这么说：“耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们人数比任何民族多，其实你们的人数在各民族中呢是最少的，因为耶和华爱你们。” 又因爱遵守他向你们列祖所起的事，耶和华就用大能的手领你们出来。As
was stated here, it says the Lord did not set His affection on you or choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath He swore to your ancestor, and that He brought you out with a mighty hand.
同样的，今天上帝他选召了我们，也不是因为说我们比别人特别的优秀，或这些呢，乃是出于他的怜悯、恩典、信实和慈爱。
Likewise, today God has chosen you and chosen me, not because we are special or better than others, but because of God's mercy, His grace and His faithfulness.
现今呢，我们因着相信而接受耶稣基督完成救赎的工作呢，所带的救恩，我们也被称为是什么呢？我们也被称为是什么呢？我们也被称为是亚伯拉罕的子孙，在地上呢组成了这个教会。
And so today we have received the salvation of God through faith in Christ and the redemption work that He has accomplished. So what are we today? I would say that we are today the descendants of Abraham and the children of God, the church.
我们呢现在也成为了上帝的子民，他的儿女。
We have become the people of God today, and we are the children of God within His household.
这表示什么呢？就表示说，我们也直接继承了上帝呢，他在过去曾经许下的一切的应许。
This implies that we have directly inherited all the promises and blessings that God has spoken in the past.
我们也在基督耶稣里呢，领受了天上各样属灵的福气。
And so in Christ, we have received all the spiritual blessings of heaven.
我们在地上，在圣灵的眷顾跟的大能下，在世上我们享有丰盛的生命，以及未来复活永生的这个盼望。
On earth, we have the guidance and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, such that we may enjoy the fullness of life, and that we might have the hope of resurrection and the hope of eternal life.
当我们拥有了这些丰富的祝福，终极的目的呢，不是说让我们生活的更加的平稳。平安享受在丰富的充足的日子里而已，也不是说停留在自我满足的这个阶段。
So what's the purpose of all these plentiful blessings for us? The ultimate goal is not for us to merely make our lives more secure or to enjoy the goodness of abundance and stay stuck in the comfort of self-satisfaction.
而是我们要借助他所赐予我们丰富的这个祝福呢，我们来去见证属于上帝子民的那种的美好。
No, so the purpose is that through the blessings that God has gifted us, we may be witnesses of how good God is to be God's people.
我们要成为世上的光，我们要引导地上的万族万民欢喜快乐的前来称谢他，来去敬畏他。
We are to become the light of the world and to guide the nations and the peoples of the earth towards God.
当世上的人看见了上帝的子民得到丰盛的这个祝福，
When the people see that, wow, the God's people are so blessed.
然后同时呢，也看见上帝以这个公正审判，然后以这个公义怜悯治理世上各国的人民的时候，他们就会愿意认向上帝来发出这个欢呼、称谢和敬畏。
When the world sees that God's people have been so blessed and that God rules with justice, equity, mercy and righteousness, they will give thanks to God and they will come to Him with fear.
这里的审判更贴切的这个翻译呢，可以说是管制或说是治理。
And here the word justice, I say, is more appropriately interpreted as governance or rule.
上帝以他的公正治理混乱成为有秩序。
Through His righteous governance, God brings order out of chaos.
所以从这里我们看见上帝是一位怎么样的上帝。
From this you can see what kind of God He is.
上帝他是有公正审判的一面。
He is the awesome side that we see God executes His judgment.
但是在严正的这个宣判里面呢，他也有无限的公义的怜悯和慈爱。
Amid a serious pronouncement or judgment, we see also mercy and compassion without limits.
如果上帝只是有各个公正审判，你会不会怕他？
If God only has righteousness and justice, will you not be scared of Him?
会，对不对？
Very scary.
如果他只有公义的怜悯慈爱，看他就会会不会变成你是一种溺爱而没有那公正的审判？
If God only has mercy and loving kindness, wouldn't we also abuse Him?
也是不好。
That's also no good.
我们感恩我们上帝有公正的审判，也有公义的怜悯，一起的来去治理跟管制世界各国。
And so we give thanks to God and praise Him. He has righteous justice and He also executes mercy and compassion.
透过圣经的这个记载呢，
And through the accounts in the Bible,
我们也可以看见跟晓得，当上帝的子民他遭受不公不义的这个国家或者仇敌来欺负的时候呢，上帝会出手来去审判管教列国。
And we see that when God's people are suffering under the hands of unjust and enemy nations, God will reach out and God will judge and discipline those nations.
同时我们也看见，就是如果上帝的子民他们悖逆犯罪，没有顺服遵守上帝的这个话，没有与神同行，他也会借着列国的手呢，比如说亚述、巴比伦，以这些国家来去惩罚管教他的子民。
At the same time, we see that when God's people sinned and rebelled against Him, when God's people did not obey His commands and walk with Him, God will also discipline them through the hands of other nations, such as Assyria and Babylon.
我们感谢神，他是这一位这样的神。
Oh, we give thanks to God that He is such a God.
不论对待以色列选民或是外邦的国家，
whether to the people of Israel or to the other nations，
上帝是为安公正来审判万国万民和他选民的上帝。
God demonstrates justice when He judges all nations, all people and also His people。
我们的上帝也是一位施行公义的怜悯、慈爱和拯救来引导治理世界的上帝。
He is also a God who shows righteous mercy and loving kindness to guide and to rule the world.
我们跟我们的左右来说，我们感谢神。
So please turn to your right and turn to your left and say, I give thanks to God.
他是一位公正审判人的神。
What a wonderful God He is.
他是一位有公义怜悯人的神。
He executes justice and righteousness.
在旧约时期的以色列人居住的这个环境呢，他土地能够种植出来的土产不是那么容易的事情。
So now talk a little bit about the ancient world, the Old Testament world, the living conditions of those times was very harsh.
因为他们要面对土地的干旱，或是可能不回窝，或是说可能也缺乏雨水的等等的原因呢，他们不容易种出这个土产，更不用说他们要得到这个丰收。
It's not easy for the people to grow crops because the land have challenges of drought, infertility, or even lack of rain. And so it's very hard to talk about harvest or abundance.
但是在诗篇里面我们看见，就是说他们却经历到上帝赐福于他们，让他们有丰盛的这个土产。
However, from the psalm today, we see that the people experienced God's blessing upon them such that they had great returns from the land.
所以呢，诗人在这里呢就祈愿说，上帝的这个祝福呢也能够赐予万国万民。
And the psalmist prays for God's blessing and says, may God's blessing be also upon all people and all nations.
不但如此呢，上帝的子民呢也能够得到丰盛的祝福，也要用他所给丰盛的祝福呢来去祝福其他的人。
And not only that, when God's people receive plentiful blessings, they were to use the abundance that they have been blessed with to bless other people.
接着上帝祝福信靠他的群体的见证，或者说这个富足呢，让那些还不认识或者不敬畏神的万国万民呢，也都被吸引说愿意前来认识跟敬畏这一位的真神。
And so through the testimony that God has blessed the community who has placed trust in Him and God has given them abundance, then all those around them who did not know God, did not fear God, those nations will come to be attracted to know Him, to fear Him, the one true and living God.
去年我们庆祝了社交140周年的感恩这个纪念。
Last year we celebrated the 140th anniversary.
我们也回顾了这个喜年堂140年所走过的路。
We have looked back at the journey of a jubilee over the past 140 years.
面对时代跟这个社会的迅速的发展呢，所转变带来的各种的挑战，我们感谢神的怜悯、恩典跟同在，带领和眷顾喜年堂呢，能够去发展跟去走前面的道路。
And the church had faced many challenges at the time of the society, of the rapid development and transformations. And we give thanks to God for His mercy and His grace and presence.
而第二个我们要感恩的是呢，
Second thing we want to give thanks.
在许多艰难的这个过程里面，
Throughout the many difficult milestones,
我们感谢喜年堂的先辈们，他们带着敬畏跟信靠的心呢，愿意委身以付出，用各种的方式跟实际的行动呢去应对各种的挑战。
We give thanks to the church's forefathers who have helped us with a heart of reverence and trust. And they were willing to commit themselves and they give their all to meet the challenges with practical actions.
让信徒们，我们现今呢，能够在这么舒适的环境里面，我们可以去敬拜赞美，我们可以去参与服事，我们可以去教导跟聆听圣经的话语，跟宣讲福音。
And so that believers today like you and me, we are so blessed that we can enjoy this comfortable environment to participate in worship, to serve each other, to have the word taught to us, and to have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel.
我们愿这一切的荣耀都归我们的神，还有我们先辈们所付出的努力，我们来以掌声归荣耀给神。
And so it's all glory to God.
这种优秀的传承也在我们这一代继续的流传下去。
This wonderful legacy continues in our generation today.
比如说我们140周年庆祝纪念需要的费用预算是55,000。
For example, the cost of celebrating the 140th anniversary was estimated to be $55,000.
感恩经过弟兄姐妹的祷告还有实际的参与奉献，我们共收到了65,000。
And thanks be to God that with prayer, your participation and the offering of brothers and sisters, we actually received 65,000.
我们得到了超过了10,000元的额外的祝福， Amen.
In excess of 10,000, we give thanks to God.
我们六楼七楼的地面因为地砖经常的爆裂。
The sixth floor and seventh floor, there was frequent breaking of the bricks.
我们需要重新的铺上这个所谓的地板。
And it requires reflooring.
我们感恩当弟兄姐妹听到这个消息之后。
Thanks be to God when brothers and sisters knew about this.
我们教会很快就收到了60,000多的这个奉献。
And the church received 60,000 as offering for this project.
让我们顺利完成了这个六楼七楼的所有翻新的这个地板的工程。
And so we could complete the reflooring of the sixth and seventh floor.
让我们有一个安全优美的一个环境呢，做教导的课室或者是小组聚会的活动使用等等。
And today we can have a safe and a beautiful environment for classrooms to conduct teaching and for cell group activities.
喜莲堂过去参与社区的服事，从事教育的这个发展呢，也绝不落人后。
In the past, Jubilee Church was actively involved in serving the community.
甚至也为新加坡做出了许多的贡献。
And the church was involved in many contributions in Singapore, like education and so on.
比如说1893年阮牧师他买下了经营不善的这个东方的学校，以这个华英并重的方式去办学。
For example, in 1893, Reverend Luan purchased this poorly run Eastern school and did education work at that time.
办了6年之后，在人数竟然高达了400人。
After running the school for 6 years, the students actually reached 400.
而当时英国差会接受了葛约翰牧师的这个建议呢，在1899年呢，把学校迁移到福建的这个厦门的鼓浪屿。
And then and at that time, the British Missionary Society kind of moved the school from into the 厦门鼓浪屿。
然后呢，改它的名字为英华学院啊，英华书院。
And changed the name to Anglo-Chinese Academy.
1902年。
1902。
郑平亭牧师在克罗斯街，也就是以前叫吉林街。
Reverend 郑平亭 was recruited to start something in that cross street.
Yeah, to start 新州书报社。
And he started this thing called the 新州 Reading Room.
当时有不少革命党的人比如说孙中山还有汪精卫等人呢，都曾经在这个新州书报社做过这个演讲。
At that time, many revolutionaries such as Sun Zhong San and Wang Jingwei, they also used that platform to make speeches.
同个时期呢，社会上也有不少人受到鸦片的这个捆绑呢。郑牧师呢，在这个泰英瑞那边呢，他租一个房子呢，取名叫新州政务善社，这个作为戒烟所呢，帮助人去戒烟。
At that time, many people were also in bondage of opium addiction. And so the Reverend rented a room in Tank Room and named it the Singapore Anti-Narcotics Association to help people to quit opium.
当时有位很有名的义务的医生，你们知道是谁吗？
There was a volunteer doctor, you know who he is?
有印象吗？是谁？林文庆医生。
And that was Dr. 林文庆。
然后在1921年，
1921,
开办了新州幼稚园。
Chinese kindergarten was founded.
这个当时候是创举，也是新加坡第一间的幼稚园。
This was the first kindergarten in Singapore, so it was a monument initiative at that time.
然后在1926年的时候呢，新校舍落成，位于道拉时间。
1926, the new school compound was completed in Truss Street.
它是一个三层楼的建筑，现在还在那个街上面。
It was a three-story building, and you can still find it in Truss Street.
然后呢，在1927年呢，幼稚园开始办小学部。
Following year 1927, the kindergarten started primary school.
学生呢来自不同的地区，总数呢增加到500多人，这在新州呢是一个首创。
Students came from all quarters and a total of over 500 students. At that time was an inaugural work in Singapore.
弟兄姐妹们，我分享这一些是要告诉大家，这些都是喜言堂过去对新加坡社会教育所做出的这个贡献跟这个影响。
I'm sharing this to let us know that these are all the contributions and influences of Jubilee Church towards Singapore's society and Singapore's education.
当教会领受了上帝的这个怜悯跟这个赐福后呢，我们需要认知，这不但是要让前来教会的参加崇拜活动的会友们得到这个祝福跟这个受益，更重要的是，我们要借助蒙福的这个资源跟这个见证，来将上帝国的福音呢传扬出去。
When a church has received God's blessings and mercy, we need to understand that this is not merely blessings to benefit those who come to the church and to attend worship or activities. More importantly, through the resources that was blessed and gifted to us, we are to be the witness for God and to share the gospel of God's kingdom to the world that's outside.
我们要让我们的这个教育的群体个人得到上帝的祝福，让周遭的人可以看见教会受到上帝的极大的祝福呢，成为光的这个见证，然后吸引跟带领万人呢来认识跟敬畏上帝。
We want those in the neighboring places to see how God has blessed the church, so that as a community we can be a testimony of the light and to attract many people to come and know God and to worship Him.
不过喜莲堂现今呢也有许多的挑战跟这个需要顾念的事情。
However, the church also faces many challenges, internal challenges and concerns today.
去年我刚才分享过了，我们未来的十年里面，我们要看重这些的挑战，看重这些需要顾念的事情。
In the next 10 years, we will focus and prioritize these concerns and challenges.
我们年轻一代在流失。
Our young people are flowing out.
我们教务跟长职们的领袖老化。
Our church pastors and our church leaders are aging.
我们缺乏新一代的领袖。
We lack new generation leaders.
我们传福音的力量很薄弱。
We are quite weak and lowly motivated in outreach and evangelism.
我们的旧思维需要去突破跟更新等等。
We have old mindsets that need to break through and renew.
长执会经常呢都为着美联所的奉献来伤脑筋跟讨论。
Every year, the session will crack our brains to discuss over church offering.
因为我们每年收到的这个例行奉献基本都是围绕在100到110万之间。
Our annual general offering hovers around 1 to 1.1 million.
当我们要预算做更多的时候，我们会担心害怕。
When we want to have developed some new ministries, then we become a little bit concerned.
我们导致有些项目没有办法去，或者是不敢去开展。
And so we put some projects on hold because we, for fear of going through it.
甚至我们还提出说要减少施工的预算。
At times we even talk about cutting back ministry's budget.
为了只是要维持教会基本的正常的运作。
For the sake of maintaining the church's basic operation costs.
新州幼稚园现在改为新州幼儿园。
And so the Chinese preschool.
我们如今也是面对到学生减少的这个挑战。
It also faces the challenges of student enrollment.
过去有几百位的学生，现在我们只有80位的学生。
In the past, it was hundreds of students, and today we have only 80 students.
我们收到的学费都不足够应付各种的开销。
The school fees that we receive are not sufficient to sustain all the expenses.
所以过去这几年，我们都是以每年亏损约10万来去，在这种困境下，我们继续的去办这个教育。
And hence, for the past year, the preschool has been operating with an annual loss of about 100,000 just to carry on preschool education.
这个是社会我们要面对的挑战，要跟顾念的事情。
And these are the concerns and challenges faced by Jubilee Church today.
当我们教会所面对各方面的金钱、人力资源的这个缺乏的时候。
When the church faces lack of resources in all aspects, money and manpower,
我们除了说感到担忧，可能说有点害怕。
Apart from feeling worried, anxious, and a little bit afraid,
我觉得我们也可以说，像经文所说的，我们可以勇敢的、迫切的来向上帝祈求怜悯和这个赐福。
May I encourage you from the scripture today that we should be bold and to pray to God to ask for His mercy and to ask for His blessings.
因为我相信他会按照他的心意，将合适丰盛的资源来去赐给我们。
Because I believe that in accordance to God's will, He will resource us with abundance.
只是我们有没有常常来到神的面前，来很恳切的来向他发出这个怜悯跟祈求呢？
The problem could be we have not always come to Him with a sense of urgency to seek His mercy.
还是我们对这事情都无动于衷？
Or are we indifferent to all the needs?
另外，我们祈求圣灵也在你跟我的心里动这个善工。
And we also ask, may the Holy Spirit work in the hearts of you and I today.
当我们看见、听见、知道说教育的需要跟缺乏时，
To hear and to know the needs of the church, where the gaps are.
我们能够以这个行动来给予这个支持，或者说我亲身来参与，让教会得到更大的祝福。
And we will contribute with practical support, practical giving, and personal participation.
感恩最近听到有个消息。
I give thanks to God upon hearing some good news recently.
听说这个珍珠山的附近呢，会有一些建筑物被拆掉。
Close to Pearl Hill, I hear that there were some buildings that might be demolished.
这个就是在我们喜盈堂旁边这些土地而已。
Close to the area of our church.
它会被拆除呢，发展为这个新的住宅的项目。
Those areas may be removed and the area will be redeveloped for new projects.
也实现了政府未来这十年在这一带呢，来去新建大概至少有6000个这个主屋或是私宅单位的这个计划。
To fulfill the government's plan in the next 10 years to build about 6,000 public and private housing units.
当然这个计划对我们喜盈堂来说，可能也有开心的事情，也有说可能担心的事情。
And this developing plan is both exciting and maybe perhaps a little bit concerning for us.
但是对我来说，我看到比较正面的就是说，这个发展的计划对喜盈堂、对新州幼儿园来说，是带来振奋人心的这个帮助。
To me, this is exciting and this is great news. This is a great boost to Jubilee and to the kindergarten.
因为表示将来会有更大的福音的合场，还有众多的居民呢。 跟孩子们呢，可以被邀请来到这里参加这个崇拜，或者是说来去接受新州幼儿园的这个学前教育。
Because it implies that our gospel harvest field has enlarged, that there are more residents, more children, more families that we can invite to come here for worship.
不过呢，未来这个十年里面，我们是否已经有做好这个准备呢？去应对这一些的祝福呢？
What about us? Have we prepared ourselves ahead for the coming decade to meet these challenges and blessings?
我们是否有自我感动，然后说我愿意一起的来参与这些计划的筹备，或者是这个推行呢？
Has your spirit moved within us to participate in the preparation and the implementations of these plans?
因为我知道喜盈堂是人才济济的一个教会。
I know that there are many talented people in our church.
我们需要更多的人一起的参与来去做这个预备。
We need all of you to come and participate in this and preparations.
这十年很重要。
This next 10 years is so important.
这十年一过了之后，我不知道将来还有没有这么好的机会。
After these 10 years, will we still have that opportunity?
2周前我们区会举办了培训会。
2 weeks ago, the Zone Ministry conducted a training and equipping session.
我们希望能够栽培更多未来区会的领袖。
The purpose was to groom more future zone leaders.
以及让我们现今的区会的组长们或区长呢，能够再次的得到这个激励，我们有这个力量去持续的牧养跟带领这个小组的发展。
To continue to motivate current zone leaders and supervisors so that we might be renewed in strength to shepherd and to lead the growth of cell groups.
主题是为上帝，我们再敢于梦想。
The theme of the training was dare to dream for God again.
讲员分享的信息呢，让众多的出席者呢得到的激励跟这个帮助。
The message by the speaker really inspired and benefited all those who attend.
因为信息的主要一个重点就是说，我们虽然渺小，
The main point was that even though we are very small,
我们的力量，我们的资源可能有限。
We might seem limited in resources and strength.
我们小组好像面对很多的各种的问题。
There seems to be so many problems we face.
但是
，However，
我们相信只有上帝跟我们同在。
We believe that as long as God is with us，
我们能够寻求他的怜悯跟赐福。
We can come before Him and ask for His mercy and His blessings.
我们是能够为上帝再次的敢于梦想 ，Amen.
And we can dream for God again.
亲爱的家人们
，And so, fellow members of God's household.
但愿你跟我呢，能够为上帝的缘故再敢于梦想。
May you and I, for the sake of God, dare to dream again.
让我跟我们左右前头说，为上帝再敢于梦想。
Say to those in your right and the left.Dare to dream again.
好像没有人敢讲是吗
？Are you dreaming?
我们跟主耶稣说，敢讲，为上帝，我们在敢于梦想。
Dare to dream for God again.
为上帝，我们在敢于梦想。愿圣灵帮助引领我们有拥有这个属天的这个眼光跟这个思维。
May the Holy Spirit enable us and to guide us with the perspective and the mindset of our great God.
让我们能够存谦卑的心来向他祈求这个怜悯。
May we come before God with a humble heart to seek His mercy and ask of His blessing.
恳求他大大的赐福于喜乐堂教会。
Oh God, may you greatly bless Jubilee Church.
赐福于我们的家庭事业。
Bless our families, bless our careers.
赐福于我们的这个婚姻生活，赐福于我们的孩子。
Bless our marriages, bless our children.
让我们能够成为一个标记。
That we might become a sign for you.
成为一个蒙上帝祝福的群体或是见证者
A sign of a blessed person and a blessed community for you
更重要的是
More importantly
当我们领受了他这个丰盛的这个赐福之后呢我们必须要有智慧来去运用这些丰盛的资源的祝福
Upon receiving your abundant blessings may we have the wisdom to use these resources well
来去做各种宣讲福音这里的这个途径
To be involved in all kinds of channels for your gospel.
因为我们得到这祝福，这些的丰盛，目的就是要让全地得知他的道路跟他的救恩。
Because when we have received all these blessings, it is to enable the world to know your way and to know you.
这不是只是让你自己自我在感受到很安全、平安、自我享受而已。
Not for your own enjoyment, your protection and your security.
祈求上帝的怜悯。
We pray for God's mercy.
作为喜莲堂主里的牧师
，As the moderator and the senior pastor of Jubilee Church,
我鼓励在座的每一个人都能够如此的献上这个祷告。
I beseech each member here to pray to God in this manner.
我们除了用主导文作为每门每天的祷告
，Apart from using the Lord's Prayer as your daily prayer,
我们也用诗篇67篇来作为我们的祷告
，Use Psalm 67 as your prayer.
我们祈求上帝的怜悯、赐福和他的脸向我们发光，也就是上帝跟我们同在。
Pray for God's mercy, pray for God's blessing, pray that God may shine His face upon us, meaning that we shall have His presence with us.
然后愿圣灵来帮助我们。我们都知道，大家生活在新加坡，非常的忙碌，非常的没时间去应对生活各种的事情。
And may the Holy Spirit guide us. We know that in Singapore, we are always busy with many things.
但是求主帮助我们，能够有一点的时间，能够以实际的行动参与委身上帝国事工的拓展跟这个付出。
May God be with us to show us that we are able to participate in His God's kingdom work.
这个在从一月份开始，我就跟大家说，当我们来去彼此问的时候。我们不是说只有用这个需要用个手势 ，OK 的手势来跟他说彼此说来问安。
I remember in January I said that we will say pass the peace to each other. We were using the OK hand sign.
很感恩弟兄姐妹们已经将这个所谓的 OK 的手势呢，已经用不同的诠释留在脑海里面了。
And so people have interpreted this OK hand sign in different forms.
我们有位姐妹在医院的时候。他还是拍了一个照片给我说牧师啊 OK 我在医院还是会参加崇拜
So we have one sister who is actually in hospital today and she still take a picture and show me Oh pastor OK I'm still with God
我听到很多弟兄姐妹说牧师啊我真的敢我愿意去继续的负责接待人去招待人因为我们知道我们要今年的目标是 OK 三个一
And I also hear many people say, Lord, Pastor, we are here together to serve other people because our objective this year is the OK, the three ones.
为上帝国的施工,
for the kingdom's work.
为上帝的缘故,
for the sake of God.
让我们再次敢于梦想,
let us dare to dream for him again.
让我们一起祷告,
let us pray.
亲爱的父神,
our Heavenly Father,
愿我们的心信靠你,
may our heart trust in you.
让我们的生活充满你的话,
may our life be filled with your word.
在所行的事上满有你的智慧,
in all things that we do to have your wisdom.
因为你是我们的帮助,
because you are our help.
拯救,
you are our savior.
力量,
you are our strength.
我们向你祈求怜悯,
we seek your mercy.
怜悯我们的不足跟需要,
have mercy upon us in our lack and our lack of resources.
我们祈愿你赐福于我们,
we desire, we ask of you to bless us.
成为蒙受祝福的群体和见证者,
that we might become a blessed community and a testimony to your gospel.
帮助我们,
help us.
借助你丰盛的祝福,
through the abundance of your blessings,
成为见证和这个传福音的管道,
to become a witness for you and channel of your gospel,
让世人得知你的道路和拯救,
that people of the world may know of your salvation and the ways of your,
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告,
we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.